Yeah, so the recording I did earlier today played out tonight doing rideshare. And so the rideshare, pretty much told me what somebody was thinking online. It's all a fractal. I picked up these two couples, you know, and the wife was drunk and she was mad because the man bought a car without asking her 2 years ago. This was 2 years ago, and she just wouldn't stop. She talked about that the whole trip. 30-minute trip, it seemed like. Anyway, they kept on and on, and then they asked my opinion. I said, the universe tells you what's going on. Her complaint, I don't think look, I took them to a million-dollar house. Had to be $1 million. But they were so ignorant spiritually, it's not even funny. And that's just the way it usually works. The ones with the most money, a lot of times, are spiritually, not always, but mostly they're spiritually ignorant. So they asked me my opinion. I said, look, the universe is telling you the answer right in front of you. I said, you got a body, right? The left arm communicates with the right arm, but there's you got a head to your body, and the head makes the final decision. Because if the body was making the decision, it can't see. It would run into a brick wall, you know. But the head and the body are in communication, but the head, somebody has to make the final decision. It ain't the arm, it ain't the foot, it's the head of the body. Somebody's got to make that final decision. I mean, she didn't like that. I said somebody's got to be the head and somebody's got to make the final decision. As soon as I said that, they were all talking, you know. It was just chaotic, the four of them talking. And I don't even think they realized what happened, but I was watching them all. And as soon as I said, somebody makes the final decision, the demon jumped in her. A demon actually jumped in the lady, and she tried to jump out of the car, for real. It was dark, you know, it's dark in the car, so she was trying to find the door handle, and she was trying to get out, trying to jump out. She's trying to run from the truth, right? She was being overpowered. Her girlfriend was trying to support her lie, and then you had a third party, myself, speaking the truth, and the demon in her, she actually tried to get out of the car as we were going down the road. The demon in her wanted to get out of the car because she didn't like what she had heard. So the very thing that I was talking about earlier played out today. There has to be a head. Everybody, whether it's a corporate body, a church body, a business body, a home body, a captain of a ship, every ship has a body. And every ship has to have a head because Jesus is the head. And I was telling him, I said, look, it's encoded in your body. Your body doesn't make the decision. The head does. The head of the body. Period. It's not a man. The universe is telling you. And so to fight against the universe and to think you're smarter than the universe and think you're smarter than God and think you can counteract what the universe has encoded, you're only fighting against yourself. That's why the demon in her had to run. I mean, they asked me. They shouldn't ask me if they didn't want the truth. She got demon possessed. She was already demon possessed. She was trying to get him. What she's trying to do is she just wants to commit. She just wants him to communicate with her. Is all. But at the same time, it's a deeper. She has the Jezebel spirit where she wants to be the man. She wants to be the man. Instead of letting the man be the man, she wants to be the man. So it's the Jezebel spirit that's in all this whole crazy place. Look, the Gaia, they talk about Gaia. That's a lie from the pit of hell. That's ridiculous. It's just stupid. It's ridiculous. The RH negative cult. And I didn't say RH negative blood, people with RH negative blood. I said the RH negative cult. It's a lie. It's stupid. You must be born again by the spirit. It has nothing to do with the natural. Your blood, that's a Nazi bloodline thing. That's the RH negative cult that's out there. It's just another Nazi version. Well, if you're not the RH negative, then you're not the chosen one. Stupid. God would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. They're trying to make a cult to you follow so they get money on their little YouTube channel or their website. It's all cults. The Gaia is a cult. The Gematria is a cult. The Wiccans are a cult. They have their little, all of them's a cult. They have their little cult that they want you to join. 501(c)(3) is a cult. You know how I know the 501(c)(3) is a cult? Because when you leave and go to another church, they won't talk to you. That's ridiculous. For real. Try it. Do it. See what happens. I already know what's going to happen. I've already had the conversation with everybody about a million times. I already know what they're... Oh, so anyway, so they asked me. I told them at the end. They said, so this is a pretty wild trip. I said, I've been doing this for 5 years. I've already heard every conversation. I've already heard every conversation. I've got a policeman over there trying to get... He's over there trying to do a police trap, you know? There's no new conversation. I've heard them all. There's only, somebody asked me a question last week. He said, well, how can, if it's a world without end and we're not going to leave the earth, how come God said he's going to make many mansions? Well, the New Jerusalem's going to come back. We're going to go to the New Jerusalem. It's going to float back down to earth, but it's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. So when you go into New Jerusalem, there must, he says, the Bible doesn't contradict, so the only thing that makes sense, there's many mansions in the New Jerusalem. So it must be multidimensional. Has to be. There's no other explanation. It's just like the Doctor Who telephone box. Multidimensional. Somebody's trying to cross the road. I was going to let them go, but they didn't want to go. Multidimensional. The only thing that can make sense, many mansions, M-A-N, Sion. The very thing I talked about played out where the lady was mad. So there's somebody online who's mad at my video. And when she got out of the car, she said, women aren't that bad. She said, women really aren't bad. We love you. Or something like that. That's what she said. It's a fractal, man. When you quote the Bible and you say, the Bible says the woman was made for the man, not the man for the woman. The Jezebel spirit in the Gentile women go crazy. They hate that. They actually lose their mind. When you quote the Bible, and the Bible says, the woman was made for the man, not the man for the woman, and they hear that, they lose their ever-living mind. They don't even hear what you're saying. Because when you say servant leadership, when you say body, the body needs to communicate, but somebody makes the final decision, they don't even hear that because they've been brainwashed by their girlfriends who don't have any truth. And so they think you said something you didn't say. Tree. wild stuff.